This is a Dave and Strantz, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Warmer weather and moisture are the perfect combination for internal parasites to thrive, which makes internal parasite management a priority for sheep and goat producers in the spring and summer. To be able to effectively manage and control internal parasites in your herd, it is important to recognize the symptoms. When sheep or goats are burdened with parasites, there are a variety of symptoms that can be used to identify if an animal is infected with parasites and which parasites are causing the problem. Some general symptoms typical of parasite infections are diarrhea, weight loss or reduced weight gain, unthriftiness, loss of appetite, rough hair coat, and reduced reproductive capacity and performance. In the case of humongous parasites, more commonly known as barber pole worms, anemia and edema or swelling are key symptoms. The barber pole worm can consume up to 1/10 of an animal's total blood volume in a day. Anemia is most easily identified in small ruminants by the color of the mucous membranes, particularly those in the lower eyelid. A normal animal will have healthy red mucous membranes, while one heavily burdened with barber pole worms will exhibit light pink or white membranes. Edema may also occur in animals heavily burdened with barber pole worms. This accumulation of fluid will be most obvious as swelling in the lower jaw, a condition referred to as bottle jaw. Diarrhea is not a common symptom of barber pole worm infection, although it has been known to occur in some cases. To evaluate if an animal has a large barber pole worm load, Fomantra scoring, which evaluates the inner eyelid color of the animal and scores the animal based on the color, can help determine the internal parasite load of the animal. To get a more accurate ideal of the amount and type of internal parasites an animal has, fecal egg counts can be done to measure the number of eggs shed in the feces. The main goal in attempting to control barber pole worms and other internal parasites is to break the life cycle, which can be done in a variety of ways. Three methods include the use of dewormers, animal management, and pasture management. Using a combination of these three will usually give the best results and the best chance of breaking the life cycle of barber pole worms and other internal parasites in your herd. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Dave and Strantz with your K-State Research and Extension Report.